The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with Pat Devaney, my co-host, fellow realtor, and husband.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
Marvelous. How are you?
Lovely.
Good. We're also here with Dave Lewis of L.A. Lewis Moving and Storage Company. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Pat. Good morning, Jackie.
Thanks for being here with us. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30, where we cover many real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been listing, appraising, and selling real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, go to the Dunmore Corners live webcam, click on that, and see what's going on at the corners.
Also on jruddy.com are our listings, the MLS listings, and archive radio shows. Also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. All our listings have either a virtual tour or a YouTube video, and in some cases, both. Okay, Dave Lewis, L.A. Lewis Moving and Storage Company. How long have you been in the moving business, please?
Well, this just knocks people right off their feet. We've been in business 116 years. My grandfather founded the business in 1899, starting with horse and wagon. My grandfather, Lewis, always boasted about the fact that he had the second Mack truck in the city of Scranton. And, of course, now... I'm the third generation going into this business, and of course we're into motorized trucks at this point.
Now, you've been doing this all your life, all your adult life.
That's correct.
You grew up in the business. It's changed tremendously over the years, has it not?
It has. 1971, when I came into the business, of course everything was regulated. Right about 1980 was the break where they abolished the Interstate Commerce Commission, and all of the interstate carriers became deregulated. So that took a large hit on our business, but we had to diversify, in which we have over the years. A lot of things that we've added, commercial relocation, national account relocation, that would be... You know, business to business, moving from one location to the other, moving bank equipment, record storage is a very large part of our business. Record storage, record destruction. We've really grown to overcome the loss of the regulation of the ICC. Currently in the state of Pennsylvania now, the state of Pennsylvania is still regulated by the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission. And that is a good fit for our business because the consumer has someone to report any negative business to the general public.
So we've seen movers come, we've seen movers go. So it's amazing that you are... actually in business over 116 years. That's fantastic. And you're a family-run business.
That's correct.
Okay, you're co-owner with...
Right now, I am on my own. Myself and my wife, Patricia, are the current principals in the business. My brother, Evan, formerly retired from the business at the end of 2013 due to health issues.
Okay. So you've been here before. We've talked about moving, and that's what we're going to focus our discussion on today, and moving primary residences, people that are moving from one location to another within our community or into another state. And where do people need to start when they're thinking about selling their home, putting it on the market and eventually moving, what do they need to start planning in terms of a move of a house?
Well, one mistake that a lot of consumers make, they don't plan enough time. When they list their house, they should also be looking to scheduling the estimator for the moving company to come out, which is approximately a 6 to 8 week process from start to finish, depending on what type of move you're looking for.
So figure out what you're taking, what you're going to move.
That's correct.
And plan on that. So you guys come out and give an estimate. Do you do a written estimate?
Written estimate. Estimates, of course, any mover are free of charge, so that it's at no cost to the consumer.
Is this something they can do over the phone?
It's not recommended.
But people do.
People do it, unfortunately. We host probably at minimum at least a half a dozen calls a month that their email the internet mover or the mover that they booked over the phone has not shown up. So it is important that you deal with a reputable carrier.
Right, right. Okay. So the company you're aligned with is Arpin Van Lines?
That's correct. Okay. Arpin is very unique in the fact that I have them beat by 1 year in business. They've been in business since 1900. Family-owned, family-operated. Their values are the same and in line with the Lewis family.
Wonderful. So you're aligned with a company that has the same guiding principles as you do. What do people need to do before the movers come?
We do have a moving guide that we present to the consumer when we come out, and it gives you a step-by-step process of what you need to do as far as shutting the gas off, shutting the electricity off, shutting your phone service off. One big thing that I recommend, that a mistake that's made frequently, people intend to close on their house the same day that they're moving, and they also close on their new house the same day. That comes down to a railroad wreck.
You don't recommend that.
A train wreck. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, don't recommend that at all.
Yes, we've been at many closings where one is in the morning and then the other one, the purchase, is in the afternoon. And I understand why, because they have to pay off the first to get the mortgage on the second. So
right. Meanwhile, your moving van is sitting on the street and you're paying that additional cost.
Well, let me just tell you something. You know, with real estate, even though you have a closing scheduled, there's oftentimes it doesn't happen. You know, at the last minute, there are so many different things that go into closings, attorney schedules, bank schedules, buyer, seller, so on and so forth.
Well, we're right there with you, because we get that phone call at 5
right.
o'clock in the evening that
right.
they can't move the following day because the closing went up in the air.
What about snowfalls?
That's another major hit as well. Generally, as long as you only have an inch or two to deal with no nor'easter or anything, you know, we can pretty much come in and move. But, you know, the winters that we've had here the last couple years, you have to take all of that into consideration.
So when you schedule a date, you're going to be there. When you schedule a date with a homeowner, you're most likely going to be there, unless Mother Nature has another.
We do not overbook. You're assured when you have a signed contract with L.A. Lewis that we're at your door, and it's confirmed the day before.
Okay. So depending on what you're picking up and how big the house is, you have a crew that's going to be there with the trucks.
That's correct.
Okay. So is it important that that homeowner watch everything you do? What helps you in what you do? Do you like when they label boxes? Do you like them looking over your shoulder? Do you like them to help you pack the truck themselves?
Well, you don't want them having packed the truck yourself, but one thing that the consumer needs to point out is anything that's special to them in nature. Everything does get special care, because you are dealing with professionals, but people like to point out the special items that are in their home. And it is important that, if they need something off of the truck when it arrives at its destination first, that's always important to point that out as well. If you're staying overnight, you want to make sure that you pack your bags, everything that you're going to need for the following day or for the following week, put that in a segregated room so it doesn't get loaded on the truck. We have had many occasions where, you have about half the truck loaded, and a customer says, where's that red suitcase that was in the bedroom?
And you have to go dig
in the back of the truck.
You have to dig it back out.
Oh, my. What a nightmare. That holds things up. Do you provide packing services where you actually go in and pack for?
We absolutely do. Yes, professional packing services are available to us. Take the pictures down off of the walls, unpack your kitchen cabinets.
I like the sound
of that.
Whatever
you need done.
Oh, wait. I'm going to move. So let me go buy a case of beer and bring all my friends over, and hopefully they don't put anything through a window or through the wall.
Or crack your grandmother's china.
Right, and laugh about it because they are half in the bag.
Right. Well
that's... good point, because number one, part of our company policy is that no alcoholic beverages are consumed at all during our services.
We can't offer you a beer, huh?
No,
afterwards, you're good.
Well, I'm sure accidents happen. I mean, you try not to. It's something that just, it's human nature. So things do happen. A box can fall out of somebody's hands. But like you said, Pat, your friends, they might take it a little differently.
Yes.
Okay. So you have professional people working for you that have been doing this quite some time. They do it, too. I noticed whenever I moved, I've always had professional movers. They're really quick.
That's correct, because they've done it, and they know that the customers paying a lot of the services that we provide are by the hour, so they want to make sure that they're getting their bang for the buck.
Is there anything you can't move as a mover, as a professional company?
We do have a list of items that we can't. Some of the big items, of course, you don't want to take the gasoline can or the lawnmower full of gasoline. Aerosol cans are a biggie, especially if you're moving long distance. They have a tendency to they're a definite fire hazard. Propane tanks from gas grills, that's a no-no. Cannot transport them at all, whether they're certified empty or not, because they do hold propane gas in them.
You move say I had a gun collection, would you be able to move that?
That particular item, of course, is a hot button as well. Because of the Brady Act, everything has to be listed accordingly on the inventory, serial numbers of guns and things like that. But
even in state?
In state, yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll move them myself.
And of course, that's another hot button issue. If you have guns, you have a gun safe. That requires special handling too. So, more men and a little bit more added cost to the moving service. But we've done it.
How about batteries?
Batteries are not recommended either. That's on the hit list. Do not take.
Because, I was amazed by that.
Yeah, a definite fire hazard. You'd be surprised what a small like. AA or AAA battery can do, and do to your furniture
a
while
lot
it's
of destruction,
in transit.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. So, how do you know what's in those boxes? You're just taking somebody's word for it?
If the customer is packing it by themselves, yes, we're taking the customer's word as what is in the box. Of course, we do have a waiver for jewelry, coin collections, and things like that.
Do people mostly take care of that themselves?
Take care of that on their own.
Right.
And we do recommend that they transport things like that by themselves.
Okay.
Long distance wise, wine collections, that's another hot button issue. It's doable. Moving from state to state, there are different regulations. So you have to take all that into consideration.
A wine collection?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, we're headed to...
Some of the wine collections require a van that's climate controlled, and it's cost, but it can be done.
But you can do that.
Yes, we can.
Okay, wonderful. We're headed towards a break. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a completely renovated double in the Hollywood section of Dunmore at 1740 Madison Avenue for $199,000. This double has four bedrooms on each side and 1.5 baths on each side. The home has new drywall, insulation, flooring, windows, and a completely updated wiring. It also has new gas boilers and new water heaters. Each side has a half bath on the first floor and a first floor laundry area, and also the third floor is finished and could be used for additional living space. That's a completely renovated double with four bedrooms and 1.5 baths on each side at 1740 Madison Avenue in Dunmore for $199,000, and that's listed by Trish Conway of our office.
Thank you. It's time for a short break. We will return in a few brief moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on this Memorial Day weekend. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
Good morning. It's the official beginning of summer.
Yes, it is.
All right. I love it.
We have with us Dave Lewis from L.A. Lewis Moving and Storage Company. Good morning again.
Good morning, Jackie and Pat. Thank you again for having me here today to discuss my favorite subject, moving and storage.
Thanks for being here with us. You're no stranger to our program because you were here a couple years back, and we had a fabulous discussion then, and we're having a great discussion today as well. Can I have your contact information before we get back into our discussion, please?
Yes, thank you. Our business can be reached at area code 570-346-5749. Our website is www.lalewismoving.com. And if you have any personal needs that you need to discuss, you're welcome to email me at dlewis@lalewismoving.com. And we also follow us on Facebook as well.
Okay, thanks, Dave. You know, at the beginning of the show, we were just talking about how to prepare your house in order to move, and you were giving us some great tips and suggestions there. What about people? Do you often find that people just sometimes they feel like they're under the gun, they're under pressure, terrible time constraints, and they just throw everything that they own into a box and then move it? Is that the time to maybe get rid of stuff, hold on to it? What should they do?
Absolutely. And that's all in our moving guide, to make sure that you know, prior to the moving process, that you have your yard sale, your garage sale, whatever needs are. And tell you what, if you're getting rid of books, you know, there are concerns out there that'll pick up your used books. The Abington Community Library comes to mind. This past week, I donate my services to pick up their used books after the sale, and they do that twice a year. So there are all outlets out there to help you clean up.
Right, and there's a lot of charities also that take donations. So that's a good time to purge, I would think. But I could see where people say, oh, I'll just deal with it later. But in the end, they're really paying to move stuff that they don't need, may not need, so on and so forth.
That's correct. You know, especially if you're moving long distance, you're paying by weight. So you want to make sure that you lighten the load before the moving van pulls up day of moving.
Okay. Talk to us about that long distance move. You move people across the United States, correct?
That's correct. We can we can move you 48 states, as well as we service Alaska.
I'm not going to Alaska. Not after this winter. No. I'm sorry. I'll look at the pictures. No Alaska
we'll
for me.
We'll go to Hawaii.
I'll go to Hawaii. I'm out on the Alaska thing.
Yes, and we are also a worldwide mover too, so we can containerize your shipment and ship it worldwide. Belgium, Germany, England, France. We are a full service moving and storage company.
Well, we were talking during the break about, say, I was moving to Florida. How would you handle that?
Okay, well, first of all, we want to make sure and remind you that, that's about a six-week process. Get your estimator out there. Get your free moving guide. Gives you all the step-by-step process of your move. Moving day, we want to make sure that, you put that suitcase aside that you're going to be taking with you. A move to Florida is a minimum of, say, 2 days driving time. So you want to make sure that you have enough with you to last up to 10 days, depending on the size of your shipment that you're moving to Florida. Transit time for, say, like a four-room apartment is anywhere from 3 days up to 7 days. So you're going to be sitting without your furniture because it is consolidated with other loads. Trucks are kind of large, so a four-room apartment takes about five of those to fill a 51-foot tractor trailer. So you are sharing space with the other loads, but or with other consumers. But that's how we make revenue and make it to its fullest.
Now, when we get to Florida, you said that one of your partners would probably do the unloading.
That's correct. Generally, it's a one driver situation. Driver drives by himself when he gets to the destination. He would call the local ARP and agent to assist our truck or an ARP and truck with the destination service.
And you said all these people that they move, the movers down there, have had background checks?
That's right. That's a big hot button issue right now. Because we are moving. We're in your household, so you want to make sure that the mover that you're using is reputable. All of our people are background checked thoroughly.
Very good.
Yeah, well, I can certainly, your face to me here, but down in Florida, it's not going to be you I'm dealing with. So
right.
That is very important to be insured that and feel safe.
That's right.
Okay. So before the break, also, we were talking about things that aren't allowed, that you're not able to move as a mover, and people generally take their important, valuable items themselves and move them themselves. Now, you like when the homeowner's there because they can answer a lot of questions that you may have, your movers have, and you like when people keep off to the side things that they want put on that truck, maybe at the end
at the
of
very
the
end,
at correct. The very end,
mm-hmm.
And it makes it easier so you don't have to go sifting through an already packed truck looking for the red suitcase.
Right,
right.
It is very important when you get to the destination. Make sure you take the time to have your floor plan together, so that way when the truck does arrive, say in Miami, you have your floor plan together. So when the movers are moving the furniture into your home or into your apartment, that you have in mind where everything is going to go in the house, how the bed is going to be set up, and so on.
Well, that would apply anywhere you move
anywhere.
To. Yeah.
Right.
So it's always a good idea that you know where you want everything situated, because the movers just don't come in and just put it down in the middle of the floor. They'll actually put it where you want it.
Place it, right.
Okay.
Beds are set back up, kitchen tables if they were disassembled, dining room tables, pretty much the house when we leave looks like it was when we started the moving process at its origin location.
And it makes it all easier if you've actually gone out to a property before the move to know what tools what your guys are going to bring to take apart beds or
right.
Entertainment
well, that's
centers.
Once again, emphasize
planning.
That the estimator that comes out looks at all that, the size truck that we're going to need, if a tractor trailer can't access your property, we have to use smaller trucks to use what we call shuttle service. But once again, it's that process is all taken care of by the estimator, and it's all part of the move package, provided you are moving locally or long distance. It's important that you're using the right size equipment and the right amount of manpower.
And it's always a good idea the day of the move to talk to maybe neighbors who park on the street and let you have your an open space in front of the property, make it a little bit easier to get that.
Absolutely.
Maneuver that truck in and out. Yeah, okay. Movers tend to be really busy around the beginning and the end of the month. Is that true?
Oh, that's right. And most important, you want to make sure you set up your move from June to September. We recommend 3 weeks to a month's time to get on the schedule, because that is the heaviest time for not only myself, for any moving and storage company. When the kids are out of school, our wheels turn, and they turn pretty frequently, and you know you're working at 100% capacity from June 1st until September 1st.
In the beginning half of the show, you were talking about causing some headaches for you, or last minute closings, changes, you know, when we have a confirmed closing date and time, and then that changes. And we recently just had a older client of ours, a gentleman in his 80s, who was moving to Florida, and he asked for a morning closing, and he was told he'd have a morning closing. So he hired the movers, and the movers came the day before closing, packed up the truck, and started their drive to Florida. Well, we found out last minute that the buyer couldn't close until late in the afternoon. And so the seller needed the check from closing, you know, to start his life out in Florida. And so moving van, moving truck already started to Florida. You know, there's a mess. There's a big mess.
That's right. Because, of course, you know, we do accommodate special needs. If you can't be in Florida for, say, a week prior to us loading, we can accommodate that. You know, those are all things that you have to think of in the move process. How long is it going to take, say, an 80-year-old person to drive to Florida?
A long time.
Yeah.
A long time.
Legally from Scranton to Miami is a three-day process for a truck driver, because we can only
you can only
11 hours a day.
Miami's sounding pretty good.
Yeah.
I think it's always warm down there, right?
You know, a senior citizen, say he's 80 years old, it might take him 4 days to drive there, you know, because...
Well, it all did work out, but it really was a mess for a good 24, 48 hours. We figured it out, as we often do, but what a mess.
Yes, yeah.
To have to deal with.
One thing in the chain gets screwed up, and everything after it is affected.
Well, what do? Call them over and say, like, well, stop in South Carolina and go sightsee for 2 days while I catch up to you? I mean, you're paying them.
You're going
to
pay for that.
You're going to pay for that sightseeing.
All right, well, we're going to wrap it up. We thank you for your time. Once again, can I have your contact information, Dave?
Okay, again, it's L.A. Lewis Moving and Storage in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Our phone is 570-346-5749. Our website is www.lalewismoving.com. My personal email, if you have any questions, is dlewis@lalewismoving.com.
Thank you, Dave. Would you come back next week?
Absolutely.
We'll talk more about moving.
Thank you.
Pat?
Yes, we have a beautiful 4-bedroom, 2-bath home full of original character and woodwork at 932 Woodlawn Street in Scranton for $219,000. This beautiful home has the original natural wood staircase, wood and glass, pocket and French doors. The modern eat-in kitchen has wood floors and stone countertops. The bathroom on the second floor has just been remodeled, and the third floor is finished and can be a bonus or a playroom. It also has a fireplace, Pella windows, a new gas boiler, and a fenced-in yard. That's a beautiful 4-bedroom, 2-bath home with a fireplace at 932 Woodlawn Street in Scranton for $219,000.
Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Gray Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Have a great Memorial Day.